Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
Good morning. It is Sunday, May 3rd, 2026. I'm Shaw Gage on Sunday morning. How you doing today? Hope all is well in your world. Just wanted to throw something out there this week. You know, I work a regular job during the week like everybody else, and just had experience after experience after experience this week talking to individuals in my life, customers, coworkers, friends, neighbors, everywhere in between, family members. It just seems like there's a feeling of people being overwhelmed right now out there. There's so much coming at us. We're so busy. We're so distracted, but I just feel like everybody's kind of stretched thin, you know? Are you there today? Are you stretched thin? Do you feel like you're worn out and you just don't know where to go or what to do and how are you going to get it all done? I think we all have that feeling from time to time, but some people just live in it and it's just always in that stress, just compounds and compounds and compounds. And I'll be honest with you, I was going through some of it the last week or two myself and just stopped and went, you know, what am I doing? You know, don't be so stressed about it. You know, God gives us wisdom and He gives us clarity on things, and I think it's just important to rely on Him. But we're going to talk about that today. And, you know, if you feel overwhelmed, you know, why do you feel overwhelmed? Or what do you do with that feeling? Because, you know, sometimes it can just snowball and snowball and snowball. And before you know it, you turn around and you're so worried, you can't even, you're kind of paralyzed, you know, paralysis by analysis, I think is the old saying. But don't do that, man. Life's not meant to be lived like that. It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be an adventure. And man, the Lord wants blessings for you and nothing but good things. So if you're overwhelmed, hang out with us, spend a few minutes with us listening this morning. And man, we're going to talk about it. I'm going to give you some good info on how I deal with it. And some other people that I've talked to this week have dealt with it as well. So come on back here on the other side and we'll break it down a little bit more on Sunday morning. You know, I was reading earlier this week in the book of James, just talking about asking God for wisdom, you know, and just, you know, when we ask God for wisdom. But this verse jumped out at me. It was James chapter 1, verse 6. It says, talking about when you're asking for wisdom, but it says, when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. And that felt exactly, y'all, when I read that, it hit home with me, because it felt exactly, that was exactly how I felt last week. Just work was just wild, a lot of good stuff, some bit, you know, hard stuff too, but it was just, there was a lot coming at me. I had some projects to do around the house. I had some stuff away from work and the house that I needed to take care of, had to travel, and just doctor's appointments and different things that you kind of get stressed about or anxious a little bit about. But I felt like I was just kind of a boat out there in the ocean. When I read that verse, I said, man, that's exactly what it felt like. There was no land in sight, and I was just kind of bobbing out there in the ocean. And I knew God had me, but it was like, man, why am I looking for the where? Who's going to come get me? Who's going to help me? I just, instead of just stopping the storm in the storm and going, God, I know you've got this. I know you've got this. I tried to do that, but y'all, in my heart of hearts, I was struggling a little bit. And I just went, you know, why do I do that? Because I know the times in life where I've been stressed or I've been overwhelmed. You just got to pray and just got to say, God, help me, you know, and He will. And He did with me in the last couple of weeks. And I don't know. I just thought it was cool, because sometimes you go through something and then you'll read a verse or hear somebody else say something, and it just impacts you. And you go, man, that's exactly where I was. So I'm going to use that to go and impact other people. Go, man, you feel overwhelmed. And that's why we're talking about it today. Because if you're listening out there, you need to hear this. Some of you guys need to hear it. I need to hear it again too. But don't be stressed. Don't be worried. Don't be worn out. Hey, look, sometimes, or most of the time, it's our own fault. We get too committed to too many different things. We get too involved. And look, it's good to be involved, but you got to take care of yourself. And you can't get so stretched thin that you're no good to anybody or any of the organizations that you're working with. So the Lord tells us right there in James, it says, when you ask for that wisdom on how to get through things, just believe. Don't doubt. Y'all, God created us in His image. Like, don't doubt that. Don't doubt that He loves you. Don't doubt that He's going to help you out of that situation or He's going to bless you. Because, you know, if you do doubt, it says right there in that next part of that verse, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, just blown and tossed by the wind. And it just, there's no real direction. And you're just kind of floating along. And how many of you guys are out there feeling like you're just floating along? Like, I'm just trying to make it to the finish line. We all think about how silly that really is, because why would you just want to get to the finish line, man? Enjoy the race. Enjoy that. Who was it years ago? There was a book or an author that read out there, and it said, "What are you doing with your? But you know, what are you doing with your dash?" And I read that headline or whatever it was. I remember reading the article was, "Hey, when you go through a cemetery, there's a name and a date on that each tombstone, and it says that name, and then it says born date, and then when it died, you know, and or when that person died." And the preacher or whoever wrote that said, in between those two dates, when they were born and when they died, there's a dash. And it's a very insignificant marking on a tombstone. But when you start looking at the dashes and thinking that, hey, what am I going to do with my dash? Or what have I done with my dash? Y'all, that's everything in between birth and death. And don't just try to get to the finish line. Don't just try to make it through the day. Man, enjoy every moment. Enjoy every conversation, because that's what life's supposed to be, a celebration. And you never know who you're going to meet, and you never know what you're going to learn. So get out there and enjoy it. Look, if there's problems, I understand. Nobody wants to deal with problems. That's why I don't like math, because there's all a bunch of math problems. I'm kidding there. But at the end of the day, man, just enjoy life. Live life to the fullest and make a difference along the way. That's what it's all about. So we're going to talk a little bit more, some experiences I had this week with some different people, customers, friends, family members, and just share kind of, man, I was sharing, trying to be positive, and man, people were opening up. And they go, you know, I've really been struggling with that. And then they would share something with me, and then I would share something back, and now I'm going to share some of that with y'all. So it, again, it just kind of encapsulates what we try to do on the show each and every week, is just be the body of Christ. Just try to build each other up and let each other know it's going to be all right. And give a hug or a word of encouragement or a phone call or a handshake or a pat on the back when people need it. And, you know, that's what makes the body of Christ so alive and so powerful. When we come together and we support one another and we encourage one another, nothing can be stopped. And it's just an amazing, amazing journey. And so think about that today. What are you doing with your dash? We're going to come back here in just a minute and talk about some dashes after our next break. Come on back in here on Sunday morning. I'm Shaw Gage, hanging out with you. So thankful you're here each and every week. Hope it's encouragement to you. Again, I'm not a preacher. I'm not a clergyman. I'm just a guy trying to do life and just laying on or sharing with you guys each and every week what the Lord's laid on my heart and trying to get better myself. So hopefully it encourages you. And you can take some from it and, you know, get a laugh along the way, too. But we're talking about, you know, feeling overwhelmed. A lot of us out there today, this week, this month, the last several years, the older you get, I think in general, it's just life can be overwhelming. So what do you do? In the last segment, we were talking about wisdom and just, you know, when we ask for wisdom from the Lord, we got to believe that he's going to give it to us and not doubt. And I had an experience this week. I was with a customer and was talking to this young lady at one of my customers and was just sharing some stuff about, you know, a friend of mine that was going through some stuff. And she just looked at me and she said, "What an awful situation to be in." I said, "I know, it really is." And then she said, "You know, Shaw, I was in that same situation and I was on the other side of it." But, you know, she just opened up and we walked through that and she gave me some good advice and something I can take back to this friend of mine and share with him. And just say, "Hey, have you ever thought about looking at your issue like this? Or what if we walk through it a little bit different way?" And I don't know, just some real words of encouragement that I was not expecting from a customer of mine. And hopefully I was able to give her some encouragement as well. And I don't know, it was just really cool. Because every now and then you'll come across an individual that's very easy to talk to. And this young lady is that person. And I don't know, she's got some health issues going on. And, you know, it just kind of, you could tell she was struggling. She was trying to, she just didn't want to say too much. And I finally looked at her and I said, "Let me tell you something." I said, "I'm not judgmental." I said, "I can be, but with you," I said, "with customers, I'm not." I said, "Don't worry about what you say or how you," she didn't want to mess up or do something wrong on our order or whatever it was. I said, "Look, don't mess with any of that. Don't worry about that." I said, "I'm one of the most laid back people when it comes to, you know, you're worrying about what am I going to think about what you're going to say and did you say it right?" I said, "Don't worry about that." I said, "That's something I used to, when I was a school teacher, I would tell my students this. They would be in middle school and I'd welcome in the first week of class and I'd say, 'Welcome to my class, Coach Gage's class. We're going to have some fun. We're going to learn a lot about science. And I want to tell you something before we get started.' And I'd look at them all. I said, 'You're in middle school now. Congratulations, you made it. And I said, last year, girls and guys are cooties. And now this year, they're, oh, hey, how you doing? Some of you all need to wear deodorant. And some of you are starting to brush your teeth a little more frequently, but you're starting to take your appearance a little more serious because guys and girls are becoming more attractive. And I said, you're feeling a little bit weird. You're feeling a little bit goofy. I'm here to reassure you and let you know it's okay. You are weird. You are goofy, but that's who God created you to be. So celebrate that, be you, and don't give a rip about what anybody else thinks about you other than your parents. I think that's important. But go be you and quit judging yourself against other people. And, you know, when I would do that in those classrooms, those kids would run through a wall for me because they knew I genuinely cared about them. They knew I was there to help them, and they knew that I was there to give them just good life advice on top of an education. And so when I came back into sales 9+ years ago, I started thinking, man, it's the same thing. These customers are just a little bit older and they're a little bit wiser, but we just got to have those same talks and those same moments where you just have a conversation. You go, wow, man, did that just happen? And it's cool how when I share those same words, and I shared that with this young lady this week, and I said, you know, don't give a rip about what vendors think about you or coworkers. Now, be respectful. I'm not saying just throw it all caution to the wind, but be respectful. But if you mess up, that's okay. If you say the wrong thing, that's okay. You can recover from that. But don't lock your life up sitting there trying to think, oh, I can't do this. I'm not going to say anything because I might mess up. You're going to turn around. You're going to miss that dash that we were talking about in the last segment. Live life to the fullest. Enjoy that dash every single day. If you screw up, screw up. Who hasn't? It's not that big a deal. And most of the time, when you think of something's a big deal or somebody's mad at you, most of the time the other person doesn't even know, right? And they're moving on with their life and they don't even think about what happened. Don't worry about that. Trust in the Lord with everything you have. Ask God for wisdom. But again, when you ask, you got to believe and not doubt. That's what James is telling us in the book of James right now. We're talking about today. Don't doubt, because the one that doubts, you're going to be tossed around like you're out there in the ocean floating around this way, that way, and you have no direction and you're confused. And when she and I had that conversation this week, I thought, man, how many people are out there that can hear my voice that are going through something similar? If you're in a situation that's bad, or a situation that, you know, you're being abused, or it's just, get out of it, right? If you're being harmed, get out. I don't care what anybody tells you, get out of it right now, because it's not meant to be that way. But if you're one of these people that just, the anxiety's building up and you're worried about what other people are going to think or what am I going to do, and then it just starts feeding on itself and feeding on itself, y'all, just stop right now. Just pray about it. Just say, Lord, take that away from me, and I'm going to trust you for my wisdom. Not what everybody else is telling me, not what social media is telling me, but I'm going to trust you and pray and have that conversation with the Lord and get in his word and find these little nuggets like James 1:6. And I think it'll help you tremendously. I know it has helped me throughout my life. So take that as a good one this week. It was a great conversation. We both walked away encouraged. I did share with a friend of mine who had some common issues, and he was really appreciative of that. And I'm going to go back and see my friend next week and see how her life is. And I'm going to be praying for you this week, Olivia. Have a good week. And I'll see you next week. But hey, we're going to be back here in just a minute on Sunday morning, and we're going to pick it up on the other side. You know, we just don't always know what other people are going through, and that's why I think it's important to have conversations. I think it's important to be there for one another. I think it's vital for the body of Christ to support one another and to be an encouragement. And obviously, y'all know that because this is why I do what I do each and every week. And it's what I hopefully, and look, if this is not an encouragement to you, please let me know, because I don't need to be doing it. But some of the feedback I've gotten, people are appreciative of it, and I appreciate each and every one of y'all listening out there this week. So grab a cup of coffee and let's dig into this. We're talking in the last segment just about one of my customers and just sharing just some life stories and just what struggles and just that overwhelmed feeling that we all have. And it was a really powerful conversation that carried over to later in the week. I actually had to go into my dentist office, and a lot of people don't like going to the dentist. I don't mind it, but I've got to have a second part of an implant done where I had a tooth. And anyway, just kind of get anxious in there. And I guess the nurse that was working with me, or the dental hygienist that was working with me, she could pick up on that. My blood pressure was a little high. And I said, well, I tend to get anxious when I come to the doctor. But we got all calmed down. But we were just talking. I started sharing my story with her, and just about being a teacher up in Tennessee and having a car wreck and finding cancer through that, and just how powerful it was, how hard it was to go through, but how powerful of a testimony that was in my life that God just allowed me to walk through. And I said, you know, I really came out of it on the other side going, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy, but I wouldn't trade it for the world, because I learned so much about who I am, and more importantly, in relation to God, who I'm not. I'm not the creator of the universe. I'm just Shaw. I'm just one person in world history that just gets the opportunity to be here each and every day on this planet. I'm going to enjoy every single day and every single moment that I can. And as I'm sharing this, she just looked back at me. She said, you know, her eyes were teared up, and I could tell she had something to tell me. And then when it was my turn to be quiet and get my blood pressure taken, she started telling me this story. And she was talking about her mom, who was diagnosed with breast cancer, and you know, it just, you know, stage four, and just tough story. And what are you going to do? And, you know, it just really, really hard situation. And she said she looked at her mom after the doctor's diagnosis and everything. And she said, Mom, I just need you to try. Just try. And she said she would for her kids and her grandkids and all that. And anyway, they just walked through it. And she said, Shaw, what you're telling me, and she said, my mom said some of those same exact things. And I just remember those words, and you know, it was just powerful. And she and I connected on that. And we had about a 20, 30 minute conversation as we're doing paperwork and getting all my stuff ready for my dental procedure. But she gave me the news, and she said, look, in November of this past year, they went in for the checkup and do the scans and see what the next steps were going to be. Cause stage four breast cancers, that's a tough one. And, they came in and the scans were all clear, all gone. And there was some just, you know, amazing. It just, God is so good, y'all, and so powerful, and he can move mountains. And it was just like a woohoo. You know, I walked out of that parking lot and I gave it to Ric Flair. I did the woohoo, you know. And I don't know, just an encouragement. There was a dark situation of walking through stage four breast cancer, and it was hard and it was difficult, but they held on, and they held tight to Jesus, and they just prayed, and they just trusted in him for that wisdom and that healing, and he gave it to them. And, you know, I don't know your situation out there. If you can hear my voice, I don't know what you're going through. And I can't fix it for you. Maybe I can if it's, you know, a handy project or something like that. But if it's a physical thing or a job thing, there's not a lot of I can do about it. But what I can do is encourage you and let you know, man, when I've been through things like that, I just pray. And that's why I told both of these young ladies this week that I had conversations with. I said, I don't know if you pray. I don't know your spiritual condition, but a prayer is just a conversation with the Lord. Like I have a conversation with my wife, or I have a conversation with my children or my friends or my coworkers. That's all it is. It's just going, God, I am struggling right now. I need your help. I can't get my finances in order, or I can't control my children, or my spouse is, we're having difficulties, or my job, I'm losing it, or I've lost it, or whatever it is, whatever that mountain is in front of you, whatever that weight is that's on your shoulders, it feels like a 1,200-pound gorilla, y'all, it's not meant to be there. And you just got to ask the Lord to take it away and help him, or ask him to help you walk through it with wisdom and clarity so that you can serve him. And you know what? He's going to do it. He's going to, but you got to trust him, and you got to believe, because if you don't believe, you're going to be tossed around like that wave we're talking about in James 1:6. Hope that means something to you. Whatever you're going through, give it to God. Man, there's just been so much going on this week. There's been healings. There's been answered prayer. And man, God is moving. And we're going to talk about that in the next segment. An old friend of mine who went through a heavy situation, and she just, man, lost her son. And man, but the outpouring of support from the community and the stuff she's putting out on her Facebook page has just been amazing and an inspiration. And I don't know how she's doing it, but y'all, God's given her the strength and he's given her that wisdom. And I believe it's because she's not doubting. And when there's a time to be broken, this is definitely one. But we're going to talk more in depth about that on the next segment here on the other side, Shaw Gage on Sunday morning. I wanted to share this one with you today because it's important, you know. I mean, the fun stories and the laughs are good, but sometimes the heavy ones they're the hardest to talk about, but they're also the most powerful because they're normally going to speak to people that are either going through something, have been through something, or about to go through something. So don't be afraid to be yourself and to pour your heart out there, because that's what Michelle did. I went to high school with Michelle, and she lost her son back in March. He was a student at Auburn University, and he passed away unexpectedly back in March. And just a tragic situation. that I wouldn't wish on anybody. But I've been watching Michelle from a distance through Facebook and through, you know, just through friends that I've heard talk about it. And she has just really, it's a struggle. It's hard, you know. I can't imagine losing a child. It just, it's got to be just crushing. But Michelle's hung in there and she's posting scripture and she's talking about just the need that she has for the Lord and to be dependent on Him. And, you know, there's some tears. Or, I mean, there's a lot of tears, but, you know, they're putting pictures of, you know, the first Easter without him and, you know, the siblings and what they can do. And here's when he was confirmed at their church and just different pictures. And it just, you know, it just takes you back and you just go, man, what? Her heart must just, and the whole family's heart must just be broken and just tragic, tragic. But one of the last things she posted on here was she said this. She said, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." And y'all, that verse from 2 Corinthians, it just, to see somebody that's going through that and to be that strong and to be that bold, I sit there and question. I go, where does she get that? But I know the answer to that, y'all. It's from the Lord. God gives her that strength. God gave me the strength when I go through trials. He gives me strength in each and every day. But when you're going through something heavy, when you're going through a major trial or trying to climb over a big mountain that you just don't know how you're going to get over or around, man, you just got to trust the Lord. You just got to ask Him for that wisdom and just don't doubt. You know, it ties back into that James 1:6. Just know, God, I know you're going to give me wisdom. I believe you're going to give me that wisdom. How am I going to get through this situation? And He'll give it to you. But if you doubt, you're going to be wandering around aimlessly. You're going to be floating in that ocean and that water, just bobbing like a buoy, just nowhere to go, more like a raft because there's nowhere to go. You don't know what to do and you're being pulled in every direction. And Michelle could certainly use this opportunity to be that and to go, you know, I'm just, you know, what, I don't know. But she's focused, y'all. She's focused on the Lord and she knows that it's hard, but she knows that God's got it. And it's inspired her from one of her posts to get her family, her boys back in church and to start taking that a little more seriously. The other thing that's doubly hard about this one was Michelle lost her brother, Michael, years ago too. And he was a good friend of my older brother. And that was a heavy loss. And so to lose a sibling, a brother, and then also to lose a child, my heart breaks for Michelle and that whole family. And just want you to know, Michelle, if you can hear me out there, then we're praying for you. And we're going to do everything we can to lift you and your family up and just keep fighting the good fight and keep clinging on to the Lord because, you know, you're in a situation that you could be doubting, but you're not. You're trusting, you're believing, and He's going to give you that wisdom, and something good is going to come out of this tragic situation. Keep Michelle and her family in your prayers, and, man, we'll just keep on keeping on it. Hug your loved ones tight this morning. Make that phone call, and because you just never know, y'all. Life is sweet and life is short. But you just never know when to expect the unexpected. So reach out to your people today. Talk to your tribe. Let them know, you know, you love them and what you think about them and tell them how much you care because, man, I know Michelle would do anything to do that with her boy right now. Remember, everybody, Jesus loves you, and that's the most important news you can know today. Why are we talking about this morning? Why are we, you know, talking about feeling overwhelmed, talking about these hard situations? There's three different instances this week that I've seen in my life and just had real experiences with. And I don't know, y'all, my life is just, I mean, excuse me, my encouragement to you this week is just to step out and live life to the fullest. I mean, you know, we work and we play and we do all these different things. At the end of the day, what are we doing? You know, what's our dash? We talked about that earlier in the show. And I hurry to get home so I can sit down and watch the 5 o'clock news and they get all ticked off about how many idiots there are out in the world and how this world is just going to hell in a handbasket, quite honestly. And then I can sit there and stress about it and fume over it and then go to bed and get up and do it all over again. Oh man, when you get home, go out and talk to your neighbors, go out and walk around the block, go encourage somebody, just live life. You know, I mean, don't just go sit at home and do nothing. Cause I mean, to each his own, you've got your own life to live. And so do I, but I don't know y'all, there's something welling up inside of me here lately just to say, hey, get out there and enjoy every day. Like we talked about a few weeks ago with Warren Zevon, enjoy every sandwich. It may sound corny, but y'all, who cares? I don't care what anybody thinks about me and what I do and all that good stuff because you know what? I'm trying to do it for the Lord. I'm not perfect. But I'm just trying to encourage people, and I'm just trying to let them know that whatever they're going through, Jesus loves them, and he's going to love you through it, and he's going to bring you through it. I know he's brought me through it many times in my life, in my 52 years. But hey, I just wanted to talk about something from last week too, another way of just trusting for wisdom and trusting the Lord and knowing that he's got it. But last week we were talking about a young man, Will Roberts. I hope you heard the show. I hope you got plugged in. I've been reading, keeping up with his story on Facebook. But this young man is facing a tough battle. With some bone cancer, and it's pretty bad diagnosis, to be honest with you. But I talked about it a lot last week, and he got on his mom's Facebook page, I guess, and shouted out to Donald Trump, and Donald Trump got Dr. Oz involved, and now all of a sudden this young man has been approved to go from Alabama out to California to get on this experimental drug that's really one of his last hopes. And y'all just check it out. Will Roberts is his name. You can find him if you're on social media. It's been blowing up everywhere over the last couple of weeks, probably longer than that, but that's when I found out about it. And it just... You know, keep praying for Will. Man, he's put some stuff out there. They are planning to go to California to get this treatment, but something about his blood counts aren't just right, so he hasn't been able to go as of late this week. But continue to pray for Will Roberts for healing. Pray for his mom and dad, his family, just, you know, that yeah, here they are. They're battling this long journey of cancer, but then also they may have to go move to California for a period of time, and they don't have any friends and family out there. But I appreciate Will. I've been watching his posts. I watch what he does. He's going hunting with people. He's got people calling him and encouraging him. And he put a post out there the other day that I thought was pretty cool. And he just went to Donald Trump directly and he said, President Trump, I'd love to meet you in person if I ever could. And he said, could we get this medicine approved to be in Alabama so we don't have to go to California? And even if it doesn't happen for me, the next person that goes through this is if they could just be home and not have to travel, because he said, I really don't want to. And he said, I'd also like to meet you, Mr. President, if that opportunity would arise. So y'all pray for that young man. I mean, he is like in the darkest of dark with his health, and it's just hard. But y'all, he is trying everything he can to be selfless and to just to help future people that may go through the same thing. And I know he wants to save his own life too, but you can see in him that it's bigger than him, and he's got that heart of Jesus, and you can just tell. And man, y'all just cover Will Roberts up with prayer. Lord, I'm just praying for him right now, live on the radio, just saying, hey, Lord, help this young man, heal this young man, be with his family, and just surround him with your angels. Grace, love, and mercy, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Y'all, keep that family lifted up, because that's what it's all about. That's how we encourage, and that's what we're going to keep on doing here on Sunday morning. So rise and shine, everybody. Keep fighting the good fight, and you know, just keep being encouragement out there, because that's what it's all about. So the next time you're feeling overwhelmed, the next time you're feeling worried, which will probably be later today if you're like me, just trust the Lord. You don't doubt. Just believe that he's going to give you that wisdom, that he's going to get you that opportunity to get out of whatever situation you're in. If it's bad, if you're in a good situation, I don't know why you'd want to get out of it, but he's going to answer your prayer. Y'all, I don't know how it works, but I know in my life when I pray, y'all, and I read my word, God blesses it. It may not look like I wanted it to, or thought it was going to look, but y'all, I mean, it blows my mind every time, and it ends up being so much better than I could have ever dreamed. You know, selfishly in my cancer journey, I remember getting that diagnosis and go, oh man, I'm going to be dead. You know, like first thoughts were, how long do I have? And da da da. And I didn't know what I was facing, and I know all the trials and tribulations I went through and the procedures and poking and prodding and the bad days and the good days. Sometimes you did want to give up. But at the end of it, you just go, man, I'm thankful that I had that opportunity to learn about myself and about God and about faith and about others and just about, you know, just hanging in there and just keep fighting. And one step at a time. You know, I may have shared this a time or two, and I share it with customers. I say, I'm almost ashamed to admit that at 52 years of age, my encouragement for people was from the movie Finding Nemo. Just keep swimming. And I remember hearing that years ago when my boys were young and they watched that movie, and I said, man, that's pretty funny. I like that. But that's just been, you know, sometimes you just got to keep swimming. And I don't know what that means or how you do that, but just keep putting one foot in front and keep putting one foot in front of the other and just trust in the Lord. And it's not always going to be roses and sunshine, but it's not always going to be the other either. And look, the Lord, I believe, wants us to live a blessed life, a happy life. Not saying we're not going to have problems, not saying we're going to have some troubles every now and then, but it shouldn't be the norm, right? It should be like we should be happy. We should be having fun. We should be celebrating life. And when the pain and the trouble comes along, we know how to deal with it. But if you're living in trouble, if you're living in pain constantly, go talk to somebody. Go talk to somebody. You're not supposed to be feeling like a victim. You're not supposed to be treated like a victim. You're not supposed to be treated like somebody that's inferior or somebody that's worthless. And if you're in that situation, get help. Get out of it. Go talk to somebody. Go talk to a preacher. Go talk to a police officer. Go talk to somebody. I don't know what your situation is, but the Lord did not mean for us to live life dejected, rejected, and sad and angry. He did not. Y'all, that's the byproduct of the enemy and what he's trying to do to devour the believers out there and to distract and to keep them from fighting the good fight and encouraging others. Y'all, I know, like, there's been attacks. I've felt attacks on me before coming to do this show and like, you don't need to do that this week. And I start feeling, yeah, you know, I probably don't. But then I go, no, depart from me, Satan. Satan's not, look, I've said this before. He doesn't necessarily want you to come down and worship at the satanic church, wherever that may be. But he just wants you to just turn your back and go, oh, I don't have time to do that. You know, I don't want to go get plugged in with that group. No, I don't need to go do the radio this week. No, I don't need to go to the men's group on Tuesday night church. No, I don't need to go to a Sunday morning service. You don't have to go to be saved. You don't have to do those things to be saved and to have a relationship with the Lord. But when you have a relationship with the Lord, I think he draws you to those things. And it's important to be surrounded by other like-minded people and like-hearted people. So do that, you know, and surround yourself with good people. I was talking to my good friend at John on Tuesday night. We have a men's group that meets in Chelsea on Tuesday, last Tuesday of the month, every month. And we just get together in fellowship and we break bread. Somebody usually cooks something and we just hang out. And, you know, John just said that, man. He said, just enjoy every day and just, you know, celebrate who you're with, you know, because you never know who it's going to be and you never know what you're going to learn. That's my part too. So look, if you're overwhelmed, you don't have to feel that way. Just start talking to the Lord. Pray to him. Get in the word. Go to church. But, you know, just live life to the fullest and make a difference along the way. Jesus loves you, everybody. Happy Sunday. I'll be back next week on Sunday morning.
Thanks for listening to the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 1065, radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.